Well, as I said, if we're going to be honest, not that many of us would have the passages or books of the Bible that talk about the purity laws of the Old Testament high on our lists of favourites. If I did a straw poll of people here today, your favourite book of the Bible, well, let's try it. How many of you would say Leviticus? I think that proves my point. And yet, I want to suggest that actually we tend to throw out and ignore what the Bible says about the purity and cleanliness laws of the Old Testament, because we make the same mistake that the Pharisees made. Jesus thought that these were relevant, one of the reasons why he has such a long and involved discussion, and it goes back earlier, I just didn't want to read too long a passage, with both the Pharisees and his disciples. And the Pharisees thought that religion, that thought that following God, being part of God's people, was basically all about doing the right thing. It was about ticking the boxes. And if you did this particular act of purity or that religious ritual and you followed everything to the letter, then you'd be in God's good books, then you'd be a good person, be on your way to heaven, and so forth and so forth. And we tend to agree with them that that was what the Old Testament law was all about. It's just that we no longer think it applies to us, and so we just chuck it in the bin and ignore it. But actually, what Jesus is doing in this passage is saying, no, that is not what it is about at all. The point of all these laws that you read in the Old Testament is far deeper than that. When you read about cleanness, when you read about all these rituals of purity, they are supposed to be pointing to a sign, a picture of something far deeper. Something far deeper that it is a problem. Because we are unclean. We are polluted, to use the word in this passage, defiled. And we're defiled not because of all the stuff that we eat and drink or whether we've washed before a meal or whatever it might be. Those rituals are there just to flag up to the Old Testament people of God that they have a deeper problem in their hearts. And the deeper problem in their hearts is all the things that was listed at the end of the passage. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, evil thoughts, adultery, and so on and so forth. And actually, just putting on a veneer of religious respectability, ticking a few boxes of ritual or whatever it might be, doesn't actually deal with the root of the problem. If you like, it's a little bit like weeding in the garden. I'm not a great gardener, and when I try and weed things, I sort of try and yank up the weeds, and usually I'm just left with the leaves. And I'm fully aware that you're meant to get rid of the roots as well. And if all we do is deal with the external stuff, ticking the boxes, yeah, they can be issues, but they're just the leaves. And we leave the roots of what is in our hearts that defiles us, are still undealt with. And Jesus is saying that the point of those laws was to remind you that you needed cleansing, washing, forgiveness, the grace of God. And you've forgotten all that and made it into something quite different. And whisper it ever so softly, but I think we easily make that same mistake ourselves. How easily do we make being followers of Jesus all about external stuff? How easily do we make it about ticking the boxes as well? Maybe let's dig right into where you've just come from. Most of you probably just come from an office or some workplace. What does it mean to be God's people in that environment? What does it mean to live godly lives? Well, we immediately start listing something. When that is asked, we say, well, it means being truthful. It means not lying in our interactions with other people. It means trying to act in a way which values the people that we come into contact with. Not being overbearing or dominating to those underneath us. It means respecting our, and we can carry on and we could all make a long list of what does it look like to do the right thing at work. Business ethics, business models. But then we're just ticking the boxes. And it's not that we shouldn't be looking to do those things. It's that Jesus is saying there's something deeper here. It's what's within you. It's not so much what you do, it's what you are that matters. It's what you are, it's what your heart is like, and then out of your heart bubbles out the things that you do. So it's not just about not telling other people lies. It's about having a heart of truthfulness. It's not just about learning how to treat people right. It's about loving them, and so on and so forth. And suddenly, that's a whole lot more challenging. And we read this list in verses 21 and 22, and we think about what our heart attitudes are like in our workplaces and so on and so forth, and we think, yikes, ouch, I have a problem. But that's the point. Jesus doesn't want us to despair. Jesus then draws our attention to the fact that there is a solution. And actually, it's a radical one, because the answer that the Old Testament gives is an image and a sign that points to something else, that says you need God's cleansing, washing, forgiveness. And here's a symbol of that. Here's a symbol of the fact that God gives it. But we're left hanging, waiting for the fulfillment of that, the reality of the washing, the forgiveness that comes. And when Jesus says, or when we're told that Jesus says, actually, it's deeper than that, and Mark says, and Jesus is now declaring all things clean, it's honing on the fact that Jesus is actually declaring that he is the answer, that he is the fulfillment. And it's leading us and pointing us to the cross where Jesus dies in our place, the cross where we receive forgiveness, true washing and cleansing, and we are restored inside and out as God wants us to be. And so I maybe want to leave you as I finish with just two little thoughts as to why this is relevant to us. It's relevant to us very practically because it reminds us that living for God is not about external observance so much as it is about internal transformation and allowing God to change our hearts, and then out of that comes the externals. But also it reminds us of our need for forgiveness, but the fact that in Jesus we have received that forgiveness. So if you're thinking like I probably am of all the ways you stuffed up this morning already, you know that it is okay because Jesus died for you. Amen.